Most of us don't think of Iran as a country with progressive social policies. Homosexuality, for example, is a punishable crime in Iran. Yet there is one area in which the Islamic Republic has shown a progressive bent: fertility treatment. Iran is actually a leader in the field, attracting couples from all over the Middle East looking for in vitro fertilization, or IVF. And it's all due to support from the Ayatollahs. Azadeh Moveni is an Iranian-American writer and journalist, and she's looked into the popularity of fertility clinics in Iran.
To begin with, demand for IVF in Iran is very high, and that's because women in large numbers go to university, they get jobs. So Iran is sort of in line with the West in age of marriage being pushed up. You know, it's very common now for women to have children in their 30s, even into their early 40s. But when we turn to IVF and whether there's religious sanction for having embryo donation or egg donation, that's something that in Iran came very specifically handed down from Ayatollah Khamenei in 1999, who made these things permissible.
What was the Ayatollah's motivation? Was it just we need more Iranians or what?
Well, part of it was that there was a very strong medical lobby. Iran has a fairly advanced medical system, and we've had a long tradition of very progressive, very ambitious doctors who sort of want to keep the country in step with the West in terms of, you know, availing themselves of all the different kind of technologies available in treatment. I think it also worked in tandem with the government's own population control policies. You know, after the Islamic Revolution, the Ayatollah Khamenei encouraged Iranians to have large families. So the population growth rate was very high. And of course, that was also the decade of the war with Iraq. So when the war ended in the 1980s, Iran found itself with a devastated economy that it needed to rebuild and a baby boom that it couldn't really support. And so it wasn't simply, you know, stop having babies, Iranians. It was, you know, let's all figure out what we need to do. Some people need to get their families smaller. Some people need help to have families. So it was actually a very kind of savvy way to get the population down at the same time.
Now, I think we get a pretty good idea of who's getting the treatments. I mean, this is not just an Iranian clientele, is it?
No, it's drawing couples from throughout the Middle East and even farther afield, you know, Muslim countries like Indonesia, because Iran is the only Muslim country in the world that is practicing this kind of fertility treatment. So couples come from Turkey, although Turkey's even made a move to ban that kind of reproductive travel. Sunni couples from Egypt throughout the Gulf. So a lot of these clinics have pamphlets and information in Arabic and in translation to sort of accommodate these reproductive tourists.
Are these fertility clinics in Iran being criticized in the region by religious leaders?
I think that it makes Sunnis in many parts of the Middle East absolutely aghast that Iran is going away with this. I mean, I know in medical conferences there have been almost scuffles, Sunnis from Bahrain and other countries, you know, saying this is haram, this is against Islam, how can you do this? But the fact remains that, you know, we're seeing the couples travel.
Azadeh, you're of Iranian descent. Does it surprise you that of all the countries in the Mideast, Iran is the one that's turned into the hub for fertility treatments?
Well, interestingly, Iran has in its own way, even under the Islamic Republic, been quite progressive in areas of biomedical ethics and research. I mean, Iran has pushed ahead with stem cell research. It's religiously accepted and in many cases paid for transgender operations. So having spent a lot of time living in Iran and having seen it, frankly, a very impressive medical system, despite, you know, the country's poor management and lots of other areas, it's something that did take me by surprise to see how extensively this has become, you know, part of baby making and people's access to widening their families.
So big fertility clinic business in Iran, how does that factor into general attitudes about sexuality in Iran?
That's been a really important, I think, offshoot of all of this fertility treatment, is that couples are forced to talk about things that have, you know, for centuries really been taboo. Sexual dysfunction, sexual health, the role that sex plays in a marriage. So I think it's forcing people, you know, at the medical level to talk about how babies are made, how reproduction works. And it's making all of the conversations that are culturally so sensitive and difficult to have, you know, something that, especially for a younger generation, you know, is not the tainted, difficult subject it has been for so long.
Iranian-American writer and journalist Azadeh Moveni has a new article in Foreign Policy. It's called The Islamic Republic of Baby Making. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Azadeh.
Thanks, Marco.